Blog Good Talk evening. Radio.
Good evening. This is Bishop Lorenzo Crawford of Chicago. You can reach me at lorenzocrawford5959@gmail.com. We are a radio ministry, and we're here in Chicago trying to help the lost, trying to save the lost at any cost. We're here to be a blessing, and we'd like for you to contact us and let us know. And you can contact us, monetary donations, through lorenzocrawford59@gmail.com. I just want to let you know that the world is a beautiful place. I know you hear a lot of negative talk about the world is corrupt and the world is coming to an end and the world is this and that, but it's not true. There are people are corrupt. There are people are not living right. There are people hurting other people. But I heard in the scriptures that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And I believe if you would trust God, you'll see the world in you'll see the world in a different eye. You'll see the world in a different you'll see the world as a person that loves God and seeing it differently as a blessing to you. God sent his son to die, for the world is not that bad. Things are not that bad as it seems. All you got to do is trust God, and God will fix things and make things much better than they were. You got to see it in a different eye. You got to see the world as God sees it. And God loved the world that he gave his son, so the world is not that bad. And you got to see it differently to understand what God is trying to do. He's trying to save the lost at any cost. He sent his son to die for our sins. So the world is not that bad. People telling you the world is bad, but you got to see it differently. You got to see it as Christ see it. You got to see it as the Christians see it. We see the people in the world, they are lost and they need help. You got to see it in that perspective so you can understand why God so loved the world. But if you see it as the world sees it, you won't accept the change. If you see it as the world sees it, you will think that you're going to be destroyed with the world, or you will think that the world is going to be destroyed, that they're on their way to hell, the whole world. But it's not true. The world is not bad. You just got some bad people, but the world is not bad. God so loved the world, he gave his son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. If you will believe God and trust God, you will see the world differently. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to open your eyes to see things differently. But you got to go his way. You got to do it his way. You got to follow his path. The path of the just is as a shining light. It shines more and more unto a perfect day. You got to see it differently. You got to understand why he chose the path for us to take. Because if we continue in this path of sin, then the world, it will look bad to us. People will mistreat you. People will treat you bad. People will talk about you. But you got to see it differently. Christ, and he's shown us the world, but he's shown it through his eyes. He see it differently. He wants us to repent of our sin. He wants us to turn to him and ask him for forgiveness. And he'll forgive you. And he'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness. But you must turn to Christ. You must be born again. For God so loved the world, John 3:16, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. So therefore, he wants you to be redeemed. He's trying to redeem you. So therefore, you're not bad. The world is not bad. Because if it was that bad, then he'd destroy it. Sodom and Gomorrah was real bad, and he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. They were so bad, they wasn't able to get saved because they're so bad. They're doing so much wrong. But you're not doing wrong. You're not doing so much wrong. He wants to destroy you. But he wants to change your life. He wants to change your heart. He wants to change the way you're thinking. It's your thinking that's wrong. If you allow God to change your thinking, then God will fix you up, and he'll cleanse you, and he'll cleanse your family. He'll save you, and he'll save your house. Sometimes it's the way we think. And if you can think a little bit different, then God can change you. He can mold you. He can shape you into something worthwhile. He wants to redeem you unto himself. Please let Christ touch your hearts. Let Christ change you. Let Christ make you whole. If you will believe God, God will cleanse you and he'll make you whole. God will save you. Jesus Christ came to save that which is lost. And that's what he want to do. He want to save you because you need salvation. You need Jesus Christ in your life to cleanse you, to make you whole. Let Jesus in your heart. Let Jesus in your life so he can do something worthwhile with your life before it's everlasting too late. Please, please come to Christ. Come to Jesus right now. He's speaking to your heart. He's speaking to your mind. He wants you to change. He wants you to do better. He wants you to cleanse your ways. The world is not that bad as you think. The world is not that bad. God wants to fix you up. He wants to mold you. He wants to shape you into something worthwhile. If you allow him to do it, he'll do a good job in your life. Just surrender it over to Jesus. Just surrender your life to Jesus Christ right now. Tell Jesus Christ, say, I'm sorry for what I've been doing. I'm sorry for thinking negative about the world. The world's not coming to an end anytime soon. But Christ is coming soon. So you need to get ready. You want to go into Christ's kingdom. You want to go into my Father's house. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Only way you can get to his kingdom is you must be born again. You got to be saved. You got to repent of your sin and turn to Christ. Apologize with your whole heart and tell Christ, say, forgive me being so negative. You don't have to be so negative. The world is not that bad. If the world was that bad, God would have wiped us off a long time ago. But God saw that we needed help. God saw that we needed redemption. God saw that we need to be born again. God is telling us, and he's telling you, to repent of your sin. He's telling you to go to Christ. He's telling you that he died on that cross. They nailed him to their cross, and he could have came down, but you'd have still been lost. What kept him on that cross was love. That's what kept him there, was love. Them nails could not hold him. Them men could not hold him. It was love that held him to that cross. It was love that held him there because he loved you. And he said, I'm going to die for you because if you go the way you are, you're going to die in your sin. He said, if you don't believe that I am he, you're going to die in your sin. If you don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who came to take away the sins of the world, only person that can take away the sins of the world is God Almighty. And Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. He is Almighty God. And he's the only one that can wipe away your sins. And through his blood, mankind's blood can't do it. Because it's tainted with sin. Adam tainted it with sin. But Jesus Christ came to save that which is lost. And all you got to do is accept him and believe him from your heart. It was love that redeemed you. It was love that kept him on the cross. So you got to just trust him, and you got to believe him. You got to believe him to the saving of your soul. You got to talk to God with your whole heart. And you got to ask him. You got to ask him to forgive you of your sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. God is here to save that which is lost. All you got to do is trust him and go to him with your whole heart. Oh, Jesus, he's talking to your heart. He's talking to your heart. Let him speak to you. Let him speak to you. Don't you hear his voice? He's calling on you right now. See, ask him to forgive you, to purge you from all unrighteousness. And he'll do just that. Just trust him. Just trust him. Things is happening all over the world, but God still loves the world. All you got to do is to believe and to trust that.